ketchup has been central to American culture. We use it on our hot dogs, our burgers, our fries, and the list goes on. But do you ever wonder why we call it ketchup or where that word came from? Well, there are many words related to food like restaurant, umami, and rocky road that have an interesting science backstory. And when it comes to tracing back the origins of these words, who better than SciFry's resident word nerd, Johanna Mayer? She's host of the new Science Diction podcast, and she's here to tell us where ketchup came from. Welcome back, Johanna.
Hey, John.
So tell us, where did ketchup come from?
The thing that I love about the ketchup story is that ketchup seems like the most iconically all-American sauce with a funny name that just, you know, came out of nowhere. But the thing that's really interesting about it is that most historians agree that both the sauce and the word ketchup itself are actually of Chinese origin. So the original ketchup sauce was actually more of a fish sauce, kind of the sort of thing that you would associate with Thai or Vietnamese cuisine. And the word ketchup is actually an old Hokkien word. And if you break it down, ke means fish and chop means sauce. So ketchup literally meant fish sauce. And it just butchered the pronunciation. But Western sailors then picked up the sauce and the word and brought both of them back to England, and the name stuck.
I'm John Dankosky, and this is Science Friday from WNYC Studios. So the original ketchup didn't have a lot of the stuff in it that we're used to, including tomatoes, right? No tomatoes in the old ketchup.
Not a red ripe tomato in sight in the old ketchup. It was totally unrecognizable. And you know what happens anytime that you introduce a fancy new imported luxury product, which is knockoffs. And there were all sorts of things in the early westernized ketchups to imitate that kind of deep umami flavor that came from the original fish sauce. So mushrooms were a staple for a really long time, oysters, anchovies. There was a version that was really popular for a while with walnuts. And actually, Jane Austen's family were supposedly big fans of that version. And the first time that you see a ketchup recipe with tomatoes, with the tomatoes that we know and love today, was from 1812. And it was actually called a recipe for love apple catsup, because they used to call tomatoes love apples back then. And I don't know why, but I wish that that stuck because I love that name.
Love apple catsup. And again, it's catsup, not ketchup. That's a different way to pronounce the word. Is it a different word altogether?
It is not. It's just because, you know, ketchup, the old Hokkien word, that doesn't use the Roman alphabet. So when these Western sailors show up and hear this word, they had to kind of figure out, just sort of make up how to spell it. So ketchup and catsup are two different versions of that.
Gotcha. And so it didn't really taste like the ketchup that we know today. It didn't have some of the same ingredients. I'm sure it looked probably a little bit different. I mean, if you tipped over the jar, it probably didn't run out very slowly like the Heinz ketchup we're used to, right?
I don't think there's any thumping of the ketchup jar involved for a while. It was totally unrecognizable. It used to be super runny, brownish, and it spoiled easily. And so here's another interesting facet of the ketchup story, which is that ketchup spoiled really easily, and food regulation at the time was just like not a thing. There were all sorts of kind of nasty preservatives stuffed into food. And the chief chemist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture decided to run this set of experiments to see if food additives were safe, which, spoiler, many of them were not. So this group of men who were doing this experiment were called the Poison Squad, and they actually ate meals laced with these different preservatives like borax and formaldehyde, and one in particular that was used widely in all food production, but also in ketchup. And it turned out that there were really nasty side effects when they were eating these preservatives that were used in ketchup. So one very prominent ketchup maker happened to be paying attention to these experiments, and his name was Henry J. Heinz, and you've probably heard of him. And on the heels of these experiments, he decided to get rid of that preservative, make some tweaks to the recipe, and that resulted in the thick, bright red ketchup that we know and love and squeeze onto every hot dog today.
That is so interesting. So, okay, what other words in this podcast are you going to take a look at other than ketchup?
We're going to talk about rocky road, the ice cream, the word umami, and something that I've been thinking about a lot lately and missing, restaurant.
Oh, those are good words. I can't wait. So where can people find this podcast, Jana?
You can subscribe to Science Diction wherever you get your podcasts, and you can learn more at sciencefriday.com/sciencediction.
Thanks so much. Jana Mayer is host of Science Diction. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, John.